What's up, everyone? Welcome to week 9 of the Syndicates. I am Eddie Zimaitis alongside John this week. Vic unable to make it. He's got some stuff he's got to take care of. We wish him all the best with what's going on with him. So he'll be back next week, though, so no worries. We'll all be back together to give some more picks. He did give us his pick for this week. John, NFL hasn't been treating us too kind these past couple weeks, but we came back strong in college last week.
Yeah, we did. We had a really good college. We gave out 4 picks. You gave out 2 winners. I went 1-1. You got to remind me. You've cut me off on picks before, but you haven't cut me off on Michigan State yet. You got no more Michigan State picks for me. Without those Michigan State picks, our pod's killing it. And NCAA, we're killing it regardless. We've been winning every week in NCAA. But that Michigan State, oh my God, they're killing me every week. So no more Michigan State for me.
I think you meant to say Michigan last week, not Michigan State, right?
I did, man. Listen, if somebody goes back and listens to that pod, I want to give out like 8 picks. And I kind of rambled them off as me and you were talking. And I don't know what they – I couldn't tell you anymore. But I'm pretty sure, like, I won every single one besides that Michigan State game. So, no more Michigan State for me. Yeah, so.
Yeah, we gotta stay away from Michigan State. They're just our bad luck team.
Yep. And Cleveland Browns.
Oh, yeah, that one too.
I'm adding them to the Atlanta Falcons.
I love it. So, we'll jump right into the NFL games for this week. We got Thursday Night Football, San Francisco 49ers. They destroyed my pick of the week last week, Carolina. They are on the road, laying 10 now, it looks like, against the Arizona Cardinals. Man, if anything, you got to take Arizona in this spot. I just don't know if I want to step in front of San Francisco where they're playing right now. But Kyler Murray could be running for his life in this game. Anyone you like in this one?
Yeah, I mean, man, San Francisco's playing playoff football. In the regular season, they're running it, playing defense, and they're doing a really good job of it. So 10's a lot, right? Is that what the line is?
Yeah, it is.
It opened 7 and it's up to 10. So I don't know. That's a tough game. It's nothing I want to get ahead of. These, like I said, these primetime games, well, not this week, but usually I don't like to get too much involved with them. So I mean, what are you thinking? If we had to pick a side, we'd take Arizona, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, all the money, it's one of those 80-20 games is coming in on San Francisco. So yeah. I think it's just the way that they've been playing lately, people are hopping all over them. So, and who can blame them? I mean, they've been just destroying teams lately.
Yeah, I mean, all the bets and all the money are coming in on San Francisco. And, you know, we stayed away from this last time, Kansas. It was a lot shorter number. So I call it a different kind of game, but when KC played Denver, we knew to stay away from Denver. We still liked Kansas City, even though that was the public side. So, but when the line is this high, I got one rule when the line is this high, and it helped out on Monday night. Only New England covers these numbers. Most other teams, they don't – I mean, it's not 14 or like some of these other spreads have been, but 10's still high. So, small lean to Arizona, I guess.
I agree. I think that's the way to play it if you do. So, then we have a London game on Sunday morning.
Early? It looks like, love it.
Yeah, we do got an early one. I
love waking up to those games, man.
It's a good one too, actually. It's Jacksonville – against the Texans. So I don't know. Have you heard anything on Deshaun Watson and his eyes? I know it's kind of busted right now. I don't know if he's gonna be able to play though, right?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard. Vic's usually the guy that comes out with those injury reports for us, right? But yeah, I mean I haven't heard anything saying he's not gonna play, so I don't see that being a factor in this game. But this line is short, huh? 2 points only for Houston -2. I'm really bad on these London games, so I might have to defer to you on this one. I'm looking at it short line, Houston -2. I feel like that's a sexier pick. So I like Jags kind of a little bit here.
Yeah, I'm surprised there's not more money on the Texans coming in. It's only like 60-40 right now. So the line opened 3, now it's down to 2. I don't really have a good feeling on this one either. If this was in Jacksonville, I'd probably take the Jags. But Houston, I feel like they're really competing for the division. Jacksonville is just one of those teams I can't put my finger on this year. There's some spots where I've been lucky with them, some where I haven't been able to kind of get it to work. So they've been playing good as of late, but the past two games they played two awful teams. They played the Bengals and the Jets. So it's really, I don't know how much stock you can put into those two wins there and how good they looked in those two spots.
Going back to this London thing, the Joe Public pick, I think this year in London has come through all the time. So if I'm looking at it, I know it's only 60-40, but when I look at these two teams in such a short line, I look at Houston as a Joe Public pick. And so far, all the London games, these early, I'd say these early 9 o'clock ones, the Joe Public pick has came through. Carolina, I think, against Tampa. And what was that Bears one? Oh, not necessarily. So I don't know, man. I don't know. I never do good on these games. I might play it for a little bit just to have something to watch in the morning with my breakfast before the real games kick off.
Absolutely. Going into the 1 o'clock slate, my Buffalo Bills have their third straight home game against the Washington Redskins. You should have stuck with the Eagles as your pick of the week last week.
If you weren't going to the game, I would have stuck with that pick.
I know. It was the initial one that you wanted.
Yeah.
That's why I did not have a good feel on that game last week, and they played awful. I still don't think Josh Allen is our answer at quarterback. That's a story for another day. They are laying 9.5 at home against the Redskins. That is a lot of points to be laying, especially for this offense, which is horrible. So it depends on the quarterback in this game, I think, for Washington. If it's Case Keenum, I would love Washington in this spot. If it's Dwayne Haskins, I'm staying away from it because I don't think that he is a good quarterback. I think he'll have a lot of turnovers in the game, especially against Buffalo's defense. So if it's Dwayne Haskins, stay away. If it's Case Keenum, I think you might take a shot at the Redskins in this spot here. I mean, how about you?
I mean, even Case Keenum, the last time I remember Case Keenum, he was playing on Monday night, and he was turning the ball over left and right against whoever they were playing. But the Buffalo defense is strong, and Washington's defense has looked good recently. I got a feeling, though, that this game is going to come down to exactly what you said, turnovers. I honestly think both quarterbacks are going to turn over the ball with Keenum and Haskins, whoever ends up starting this game. Kind of like Buffalo, I know 10's a lot. I'm not going to play this game. If you made me choose, I'd pick them. And I'd pick them only because I feel like the defense is going to make plays against the Buffalo defense is going to make plays to turn over the ball, get themselves in good position, and end up covering this game. I don't see Washington scoring. They couldn't score last week against Minnesota. They didn't score the week before at all against San Francisco. And, you know, so they end up covering both those games. So I don't know if they don't put up any points again this week, I can see Buffalo kind of laying it in there at the end. So I'd go with the Bills here. I got a question for you, though. I know you're not a Josh Allen guy. I'm not either. I got him on my fantasy team, though. So what do you think? Is he a start this week for my fantasy team?
Let me look at the weather.
Yeah, do that for me. You're my Buffalo guy.
That all depends on what that's going to be. Sunday looks like rain, some snow. I probably, if there's better options out there, I would look.
Tim or Winston?
Ooh, man. That's all tough, because right. Jameis is so hit or miss. He's either going to put up 35 points for you or 14.
All right, no one wants to hear about my fantasy team. All right, so I like Buffalo. I like Buffalo, and I kind of like the under. I think that's a square under, though, to play. There's not a lot of bets in yet. It's only Wednesday. Somebody, if you guys want to check this later, if you have ways to find out where the action's at. But let me tell you where it's at right now. 58% of the bets are on the over. But, and again, it's early. It's not, this is only based on 1,000 bets. This, I'm using the Action Network app. It's 85% money on the under. So, I mean, that's a big discrepancy as of right now. So I like the under in this spot. Under 37 it's at right now.
Yeah, it's the lowest total I think of the year so far in that game. So, if Washington isn't going to score and Buffalo covers, it's going to be a 17-0 game, probably. Next up for the 1 o'clock games, Tennessee at Carolina, and I actually this was one of the games I was considering as my pick of the week. I just don't want to ride Carolina 2 weeks in a row. I know it's kind of surprising. I'm leading Carolina in this spot here, but I don't think Tennessee is as good as they've been kind of drummed up as these past 2 weeks. They won their last two games. Both were at home. Now we're going on the road. Also, in both of those games, they could have easily lost both of them. The Chargers, we know how that one played out. If Melvin Gordon doesn't fumble, Chargers probably win. John, I don't know if you saw the game last week against the Bucks, but there was a play where there was a play ruled a fumble, not ruled a fumble. The guy ran it back for a touchdown for the Bucks. It was late in the game too. They went to review, said, "Oh yeah, it really was a fumble. Sorry. Here's the ball, 75 yards away from the end zone." And of course, Tampa Bay did not drive down and score. So I think if that gets called correctly the first time, Tampa Bay probably wins that game. So I think Tennessee's kind of gotten away with some lucky breaks these past two games. Their offense is definitely better than it was with Mariota in there, but I'm not sure if it's good enough to compete with Carolina. I think Carolina is still one of the best teams in the NFL, just had a horrible game last week. And I think after getting embarrassed, they are kind of primed to come back home and show who they really are in this game here. So always say no team is as good as their worst or as bad as their worst or as good as their best. So that's kind of one of the ones I use that philosophy on here. So is there anybody you like in this one?
Yeah, I'm kind of with you here. If that play didn't happen, this line would be a little bit higher. Only the Lions, they don't blow the whistle on. If that was the Lions playing and the Lions got trucked and Tampa Bay ran it back for a touchdown, no, there would have been no whistle blown at all. But, you know, we weren't involved in that game. So, of course, they blew the whistle on Tampa. Tampa's had a lot of bad luck with the officiating, as we have also. So, and Tennessee's been one of those teams have had good officiating luck, if there's such a thing. So if that doesn't happen and Tampa Bay ends up winning this game, what do you think this line is? I mean, I know Carolina got blew out last week, but they ran into a buzzsaw in the San Francisco defense. You know, that 405 special, it doesn't work every week. And after a while, it kind of it expires. The sexy pick comes through once in a while. So I wish we could have laid off that one. So I see this line as like a 6-point spread, and it's down to 4 with Carolina -4. So I like Carolina in the spot. I like Allen as a game manager. He does what the coaches want him to do. This is the type of team Carolina is. Carolina's built the way the coaches want them built. They're not built with Cam Newton back there and, you know, throwing passes over the short wide receivers. So Allen is built for this offense. I think it's going to get back on track. Tennessee's defense is okay. I feel like Carolina's defense is the one that's going to end up dominating this game. So 4-point spread. I mean, I see that, and it's going to be a touchdown game. So I like Carolina in the spot also.
Might come back to that as my pick of the week in all a little bit. We'll see. Next one up, this is another game I was looking at that looked pretty good. Chicago at Philadelphia. Looks like that's about a 4.5-5-point spread right now. It's kind of hovering in a couple different places. A lot of the money coming in actually on the Bears, at least the majority of the money, it looks like, what I see here. And then I see some other spots where it's majority on the Eagles. It's about 55-45 either way. So it's pretty split. I kind of like Philly in this spot. They're starting to get healthy again. They just finished up a 3-game road trip. Now they're coming back home, and then they go into their bye next week. So I think they come back home pretty motivated here. Chicago, I think after that kick last week, I don't know if they've just kind of realized that their season is over, but they're 3-4 now, and this might be that game where it's just kind of a little bit of a letdown after an emotional loss. John, before we get into the game, let me ask, if you had to pick, gun to your head, Josh Allen or Mitch Trubisky, minor Vicks quarterback, who would you take?
That is tough, man. I think I'd go, oh my God, I don't even want to say. Listen, your quarterback can't throw. And I mean, but his can't throw. I guess I'd go Mitch because.
Yeah, he's proven it at least a little bit.
I'd go Mitch because I feel like maybe he can, you know, if they put him in a 2-minute offense constantly, that he might be able to be okay. But man, Josh Allen, man, he plays hard. He just, I don't know. He can only throw touchdowns when they're winning by 10 points or more. I don't see your quarterback ever coming back and making a comeback victory. So I guess I would go with Trubisky, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know who I would take in that spot. They're both awful, but I'd probably lean Trubisky just because he's had a season where he's played decent football and proven it. So
They weren't in the same draft, right? Trubisky went the year before.
Yeah, they were one year apart. But okay. The Bills' owner did love both of them. They're like his two favorite quarterbacks. That's kind of why I asked that question.
The Bills' owner loved Trubisky too?
Yeah, he like got a picture with him at his pro day. And there was a whole bunch of talk about them trying to move up to number 2 that year from 10. And, of course, who was drafted at number 10 that year? Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say to you. So Trubisky went ahead of Mahomes and Watson. And can you imagine what Mahomes and Watson would be doing on the Chicago Bears right now with that defense? They're like, they're in the top one or two teams in the NFC and Super Bowl contenders for the next, you know, 10 years. So my question to you is, the year Josh Allen got drafted, who went? I know Darnold went before him. Rosen went after him. Thank God he didn't get Rosen, I guess, either. He's kind of advanced. But who could you have got besides Allen that year? I can't think of anybody.
It was Darnold, Mayfield, Mayfield. there's the big four, okay. And then like Lamar Jackson and Mason Rudolph were like five and six. So it was Baker Mayfield 1, Darnold 3, Allen 7, Rosen 10, I think.
You could have got a Lamar Jackson, who I think is just a product of their system.
Agree.
And do there. So, all right. I don't know. It's not like a Mahomes or Watson that the Bears would have had. So, but yeah. But, I mean, listen, I've been dealing with this for a long time, and I don't want anyone to go crazy on me here. But you know, you probably need a new quarterback now instead of dealing with what we've been dealing with here. So we're paying this guy so much money, and he if he was on a better team, he Stafford would be probably, you know, a Super Bowl contender, but he's not going to make us a Super Bowl contender. So you don't want to be dealing with that for the next 10 years either. You know, the way the NFL is now is, you know, after 5 years, just get rid of them. Get rid of them.
Yeah.
Get another one. Pay them less money. Pay for, you know, players somewhere else. And that's how Super Bowls have been won, besides Tom Brady, of course. So
that's what baffles me about GMs. We're kind of getting off on a rant, but this is a good topic, I think. Is like, I was talking to my wife about this last night. I'm not saying I'd necessarily be a good NFL GM, but I don't think, you know, I would be any worse than what these guys have. Look at how much of a crapshoot it is to draft quarterbacks. Yeah. And these guys try year in and year out and still cannot hit on the most important position in the draft. So you just don't know who it's going to be. And I mean, even the ones that do hit on their quarterbacks, Tom Brady. Okay. If they knew Tom Brady was going to be Tom Brady, do you think they would have drafted him with pick 199? No, they would have taken him first overall, but they waited 6 rounds to grab him. Same with Dak Prescott. The Cowboys didn't even want him. They wanted Connor Cook. And then Connor Cook got taken like 3 picks before they were about to go. So you're like, oh, crap. All right, well, I guess we go with Dak Prescott, see what happens here. Now it makes them look good. So a lot of it is luck with these GMs. So it's, man, I don't know. There's no real science to it. And I think everybody, when it comes down to it, is just kind of praying and hoping it works out
for right. the team. I mean, yeah, it's easy. I mean, listen, I can tell you off memory during that draft, I've been right sometimes, but I can tell you off memory, the draft that Trubisky, Mahomes, and Watson went, I mean, when they went up to get Mahomes, I said, Andy Reid knows something. But when Watson got drafted, I thought Watson wasn't going to be any good in the NFL. So, I mean,
same.
What, you know, like you said, it's all a crapshoot. Look at the guys that are coming out this year. You can't pick which one of those guys is going to be. You know, everyone's talking about, they're tanking for Tua, they're tanking for Tua. I mean, I don't think Tua is going to be that good in the NFL. He's always getting hurt. He's short. He's, you know, Baker's not as good as you know, they thought he was going to be last year. So who knows? It's all a crapshoot.
And I don't know how much of this plays into it, but there's not a single left-handed quarterback in the NFL right now. So I don't know if that throws people off or anything, but that's, I don't know. You don't see left-handed quarterbacks in the NFL. I remember John Gruden, he had Chris Sims as his quarterback, and he said he had to completely redesign his offense for left-handed quarterback. Because you think about it, what's the most important position on the offensive line generally? A left tackle, because it protects the blind side of the quarterback. Oh, now you got to flip that over. It's going to be a right tackle for a left-handed quarterback because that's going to be their blind side on that side. So it just kind of totally flips around your offense a little bit, which is throws people off. So I don't know. I agree, though. I don't think Tua is going to be, you know, as good as people hype him up to be. So we'll see.
Let's just pick winners, man.
All right. So Carolina or Chicago and Philadelphia. Anything you like in this one?
Chicago, Philadelphia. Oh, I was on Chicago last week. I wanted to go crazy during that game. That kicker missed so many field goals I was going to lose the game regardless at the end, whether he made it or not, but he missed a field goal in the first half too. Philly, I had a feeling Philly was going to beat Buffalo last week. Listen, one of these teams, this is like an elimination game, if you want to say. So, like, Bears lose this game, to me, season's over. 3-5, they're done. If they're not going to be able to come back after that, they missed that kick last week, then losing to Philly is just going to cost them their season. So, I don't have gambling-wise, I don't have too much of a say. The line opened 3, went to 5. I know you said it was split, but I'm looking at more money on Philly. I see 70% of the money. So I feel Philly, I feel like it's a sharper pick. They made the line move. I know, you know, 3 is a key number and it went way past 3 to 5. So I know 5 is kind of a dead number, but 4 is even still, you know, a pretty good number to have. So they didn't go to 3.5. They didn't go 4 or even 4.5. They went to 5. So I guess I kind of like Philly. Not playing this game because I don't know where the Bears' heads are, if they're going to be motivated by that loss last week or if they're going to tank. So if you made me choose, I kind of like Philly a little bit.
Same. I agree with you there. Pretty much all the points. You hit them right on the head. So I lean Philly there in that spot. Next up, though, I don't think we have a line on Kansas City and Minnesota. Do you see any lines anywhere on that one? Because I do not.
I see 2.5. 2.5, but it's not on the board where I can actually play it. I'm just looking at the Action Network app has it at 2.5. I think Yahoo has it at 2 also. But
Minnesota
not on,
by 2.5?
Yeah, 2.5. But so I guess that's I guess they're saying they don't know if Mahomes is playing or not. So, I mean, I don't know if that's a line with or without Mahomes. I'm guessing that's a line without Mahomes.
I think so.
Right?
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe grab a 2.5 if you can and then see if Mahomes does play and get some value on that.
Yeah, I don't have it where I can play it. Like looking at my
– same. I don't see anywhere you can play it.
It's going to be a fun game to watch at least, and especially if Mahomes is playing. But, yeah, if that line is 2.5 and Mahomes is playing, I got a feeling he's going to play. So if you can catch that number at 2.5, I would kind of lean Kansas City there.
Yeah, and you know how we always kind of talk about, you know, fading Minnesota on the road, riding them at home.
Right.
I would totally be on Minnesota here. I got burned a little bit with the Chiefs last week, so that sucked. But I think this is a good spot for them at home. They've lost either 2 or 3 in a row at home, so hopefully they can get back on the winning side. And I think this is a good spot for the Chiefs, especially if you can get them as a dog here.
Yeah.
New York. Oh God, this is a miserable game. New York Jets laying 3 on the road at the Dolphins. It was, wow, it was the Jets minus 6.5. Then it was 4.5. Now it is down to 3. Sharp money coming in on the Dolphins. Let me just say this. The Dolphins have led at halftime in their last 3 games. They aren't playing as bad as people think. They're starting to play a little bit better. Not necessarily saying they're a good team because they still find ways to lose all their games and melt down at the end. But they've covered, I also think, their last 3 games as well. So they're starting to play a little bit better here. Anything you got in this game here?
I was on the Dolphins when they got the 14 points against Pittsburgh. So, you know, they did play a good half of football. Fitzpatrick kind of moves the ball. The defense played okay. They just end up doing things to cost them the game. I don't know. The Jets are kind of in disarray themselves. And I don't know. The players are fighting with the GMs now. And GM was going to, you know, try to trade whoever he could and then couldn't make any deals happen. So I don't know what the morale is in that locker room, right? But this line opened at 6.5 and is down to 3. And it's not like, I don't know, it's not showing that people are betting Miami for the line to drop like that. So somebody knows something, right? So I don't know. I guess I'm not playing this game. It's something that it's going to be on at 1 o'clock while all the other games are going on. Like I always tell you, this is like a throwaway game. But if you made me choose, I'd take the Dolphins plus the 3.
Agreed. Not a game I'm probably going to play, but yeah. If I had a better feeling about the Dolphins against Washington than I do against this one here. Because either Jets are going to come out and they're going to lose this game because they hate each other, hate the GM, hate the coach, or they're going to come out fired up and just destroy Miami. So right. I don't really have a feel on what it's going to be, and I don't really want to put any money on it, so I'm going to stay away from it. But if I did, I have to pick slightly into Miami. So next up, we have Indianapolis at Pittsburgh. This was another one I was considering as my game of the week. We have – looks like pick is what it opened. Now we got some minus ones for Indy out there. So Indianapolis on the road. They played their last 2 games at home and have looked pretty good. They also did sneak in a double-digit outright win against the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football a couple weeks ago. I personally like Pittsburgh in this spot. I think you're getting peak value of the Colts right now because of how well they played recently. So I think their stock is a little high, and I think it's due to come back down a little bit. Pittsburgh, their offense is not good, but their defense is really solid. So them being at home here, I think they came out and were kind of embarrassed with how bad their first half was against Miami. So hopefully that lights a little fire under them here. And I do like them in this spot against the Colts. So anything you like in this one?
Looking at the line and where it's at, my gut's telling me to take Pittsburgh, right? Because that's what the market's telling me to do. But what I test, right? And seeing how Pittsburgh played on Monday night in that first half, they can't play like that against Indianapolis and come back and win the game. So better team on the field, I like Indianapolis. Better coach, I feel like Indianapolis is coached up better. But I'm not going to – I don't do that. Because if I go by that, then I'm going to get suckered every week. And that's not how I like to play. So the market's telling me, Pittsburgh, it's a pick 'em game. You're getting value because you're not giving up any points and you're at home, right? So, yeah, man, that's the side you got to play and not even think about, like, how they did or didn't look last week, because every week changes in the NFL. So I'm with you, man. I like Pittsburgh. I like this one. I like this game. The 2 games that we talked about, the ones that you're debating about, Pittsburgh and Carolina, those are the ones I like at 1 o'clock.
All right, so now let's move to the 405 specials. We got 2 405ers this week. One involves your Detroit Lions. This is Vic's pick of the week. He likes the Raiders in this spot. I love the Raiders in this spot. You know the Lions the best. What are you liking in this spot?
Yeah, it's a 405 special, man. It's a sexy pick. Lions look like the sexy side, right? So I always tend to go against the sexy side here. I don't know. My 405 special, it might need like a week or two off. You guys like the Raiders? I don't know if my heart's going to get in the way of this because I want the Lions to win the game. I was right last week. I told you guys last week, you know, Lions are going to they're not going to lose that game. And I said, hopefully that, you know, it falls in the pretty middle where that sweet spot where the Giants cover and the Lions win. And that's exactly what happened. That can't happen this week because the Raiders are -2. Everything's telling me Raiders. I'm not playing this game. Good luck to Vic in his pick of the week. It looks like it's the right side.
Yeah, I like the Raiders in this spot a lot. One, because of all the money coming in on the Lions, the way the line is. I think them finally coming back home after that. They haven't played a home game since September, a true home game. So I think them finally coming home is going to be a little bit of extra motivation to play in front of their fans. September 15th was their last home game. That's crazy. So they tend to play good at home. I don't think we're going to have the baseball field here. I don't like the way Matthew Stafford has been playing on the road this year. I don't he didn't play very well against Philadelphia and Green Bay. He did get the win against Philadelphia, but I think that was a lot of other things. It was your defense that had a lot of didn't they have a turnover in that game or a couple turnovers that helped out with them?
Yeah, that was the last time we kind of played well, but we played a crippled team that week, so we haven't been good. We haven't been that good since then defensively. I kind of like the over in the spot. I don't know if I'm sorry if I cut you off, but I know it's a square over, but we're beat up. Our secondary, and I don't know if Slay's playing this week or not, but the other guys in this, you know, Diggs is gone. Walker, who's basically taken over for Diggs, is injured. We are getting guys off the street to sign up and to play in this game. So I like Oakland being able to score. That's probably why the major reason why this line is what it is because we are so beat up in the secondary. We haven't been playing too well defensively and our whole scheme is man defense. So I like the over. I think we're going to be able to move the ball because Oakland's defense hasn't been playing that well and they're going to be able to move the ball. So I know it's a square pick. That's what I'm thinking though. And I guess the Raiders.
Their secondary is awful as well. So yeah, that's very good points made there. Total's around 50. So I wouldn't be surprised if that jumps over that, but Vic's pick of the week is the Raiders. I like it. John's staying away. So that's what we got for one of our picks. Next up, another 405 game, Tampa Bay at Seattle. Line is about 6.5 right now. Looks like a lot of the money is coming in on the Bucks. But then I see some places where it's split. So we need Vic here to clarify where the money's coming in. I don't know. John, do I dabble in another teaser here? My teaser. I needed both of them to be teased because neither of them covered.
I was waiting to bring this up, but God, what did you go through to get that? Like that was like hell. You went through hell and back to hit that teaser. I don't know, man. I know you won it. A win's a win. A cash is a cash. But, dude, that was too miracle. It was too miracle-like coverage. You had to kick a 50-yarder by Vinatieri after he missed a 20-yarder. Watson's throwing touchdowns with one eye. Also, Eddie can hit his dip.
Yeah, I mean, luckily I didn't get to see the Colts game. So,
all right, what's your dip this week?
No, I don't have one this week. There's nothing out there that really jumps at me. But this would be one where I think if I ever do dips, there are home teams that are 6-7 point favorites that I like. Those are the only times I ever touch them. So I'll bring them down to one pick. But no, I don't know if Seattle. I can never get my pulse on Tampa Bay. They're always a team I like to bet. I do like Seattle at home. Just 6 is a lot of points to lay. So probably not one that I'm going to touch. And Seattle hasn't been playing well lately, so I don't know. Anything you like in this spot?
I know Seattle's been playing well. I know Russell Wilson's been playing out of his mind. I don't think they're as good as what their record indicates. I wish this was a different team besides Tampa Bay that they were playing, because I love where the money's at. And the money, you know, the bets are coming in on Seattle, but the money's on Tampa Bay. So, and it's a 405 game. I like Tampa Bay. I like the 6 points. Yeah. I'm going to stay away because I don't like betting them. I don't like the Bucs on the road. And that place is really hard to go into. You know, Jameis Winston comes out and plays the way he does sometimes. He can ruin the cover on his own. So I'll stay away. Small lean towards Tampa Bay. Most people are probably going to miss this game because it is 4:05. The 1 o'clock games are not going to be done by then. So play this game with caution.
Play the other 4:05 game.
Right. So, there you go.
Because I kind of lean Seattle in this spot. So, but I don't have a good feel for it at all. So not one I would advise playing. And then the next one, 4:25, Denver at home, 3-point underdogs against the Browns. Both teams are a mess. Everybody's taking the Browns because the Broncos have no quarterback. I don't think any of their quarterbacks on their roster besides Flacco have thrown an NFL pass before. And Brandon Allen is going to be their starting quarterback this week. So,
who's Brandon Allen?
You think he went to Arkansas?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know who he is. All right, yeah. I thought that was Kyle Allen that went to. So where did Kyle Allen go?
He went to Texas A&M, and then he bounced around a little bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was with the with that one guy after Manziel.
Yeah, he was like the number one ranked high school quarterback coming out.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, then he went to Texas A&M and then Houston. So okay. He's been all over the place. But, yeah, this is the first time since, like, the 90s when three quarterbacks with the same last name have been starting in the same week. Brandon, Kyle, and Josh all starting. So,
I'm not playing this game. Forget Cleveland. They screwed me so many times this year. I'm putting them on the list with the Atlanta Falcons and the Michigan State. No more Cleveland Browns for me. They screwed me last week. They turned the ball over three times in three plays. That was such an easy cover. And then Fat Kitchens goes on the field and kicks a field goal at the end of the game and doesn't let me backdoor it.
And then, that guy's so bad.
So many things. That game was such – Cleveland had that game in hand. The ref screwed them. There was an offensive PI call that shouldn't have been. So I'm not playing, and I've been all on the Browns this year. Every week the Browns play, I take them and I lose. I didn't take them the week against Baltimore, and it comes through. And then they lose to the Rams because they can't score five times from the 4 yard line. They lose to whoever they lost to 2 weeks ago on Monday Night Football. I had the Browns against 49ers. I had Browns against last week against Patriots. Now, I'm not going to take them this week, and they're going to end up winning, and I don't even care. I'm not going to look at this game. I'm not going to let it affect my emotions going forward. I'm not going to bet the Browns anymore. I don't want to hear about the Browns.
Yeah, this one, I mean, Denver looks like the right side here. I just don't know what I'm getting out of Brandon Allen. I mean, it can't be much worse than Joe Flacco on offense. So this spot here, Cleveland probably pretty motivated, know that they absolutely need this game for their season. If they lose here, I will be a very happy man because I think that will kind of put next week for the Bills as that game where our season's over, pack it in, and then eventually later this season, Cleveland will probably come and reignite for a little bit. But hopefully Denver wins this game for me. I may bet it on Denver +3, but probably not. I don't think there's too many other games this week that I like, so. I'm going to stay away from it as well. Next game up, though, I do like. I was considering it as pick of the week, but there's a reason I'm not. It is Green Bay at the Chargers. 3.5-point favorites right now. Everybody taking Green Bay. Everybody's on Green Bay. The thing that holds me back just a bit from taking the Chargers is the fact that they have zero home field advantage. This game is probably actually going to be way more Packers fans than Chargers fans showing up at this thing. I guarantee you it's probably going to be similar to that Pittsburgh game on Sunday night, where it's just all Packers fans showing up, and the Chargers are going to have to use hard count on their, or silent count on their own team. So normally I would play the Chargers here. That home field advantage is the one thing that scares me. I do love the line. I love the spot. I think you're getting a good value. Do you think, John, do you think Vegas factors in?
I was just asking you the same. I was just going to ask you the same question. So I have no idea. So yeah, that place is going to be filled with Packer fans. The whole place is going to be Green Bay Packer fans. So I was just going to ask you the same thing. I wish we can, you know, get the answer for everybody, but I have no idea. I would guess that this line, there is no home field advantage value. They're not baking in a home field advantage for the Chargers in this spot. So, but I mean, then what is it saying? What is it saying if it's not baking in the line? If it's not baking in the 3 points? So,
yeah, exactly. So,
saying, what are they saying? If this was filled to capacity with Charger fans, that this game is a pick-em?
Right.
All right. I mean, okay, I see that. Yeah, I don't think they are. I like the Chargers in the spot, but for the same exact reasons you're saying, they're playing a 16 road games, and this is just another one for them. And you know, Bears lost that game last week. Chargers didn't win it, so I don't know, man. I hate betting against Aaron Rodgers if the defense is not going to be able to stop him. So I'll stay away. If you made me choose, I'm not taking. Look, when you look at these two teams right away, instantly everyone's saying Green Bay, no doubt about it. So that the contrarian in me and to us is to take the Chargers. So that's what I'd end up doing if I ended up playing this game. I can't believe I don't have anything. That's it. There's no more 4 o'clock games, and I haven't picked one that I like yet. So I gotta find something here. This game is for me is Chargers or nothing.
Same. Right. I agree. Now, one game I know you do like, Sunday Night Football, Baltimore at home against New England, 3.5-point underdogs. I know we both love the same side. This was going to be both of our picks of the week. I got last week's dib, so you get this week's. Take the Ravens, and you tell me why.
Okay, so if this doesn't come through this week, I'm adding New England to the teams that I will not bet or bet against for the regular season because they're going to be in the playoffs, so I'll have to bet them here. But New England is 8-0 and has no offense and a really good defense, but they haven't played anybody. Like, look at their schedule. Who have they played? Who have they beat? I feel like what Baltimore's going to be able to do in this game to win the game, not only – you know, get the 3 points, 3.5 points. But Baltimore to win this game is they're going to be able to run the football. And that's the one thing and up the middle that New England, if New England's defense has a crutch that they lean on is that, you know, they come at the quarterback a lot. And I feel like the way that Baltimore is going to counter that is running the football right up the middle. That's how I feel like Baltimore is going to beat them. And that Baltimore defense is legit. Now they got Peters that they know how to use them there. I know New England does things and is coached up really good and can move the football the way they like to. But I feel like Baltimore at home in that stadium on Sunday night, they're going to be able to put a stop to it and be able to move the ball offensively. As long as Lamar doesn't turn it over, and I don't think he's going to. He's going to be able to run the ball. He's going to make some plays passing. They're going to run it up the middle. Baltimore's not only going to just, you know, they're getting 3.5 points. It opened 6 and it dropped down to 3.5. I didn't see it at 6. I've been waiting for this game since last week. You know, I never got a book that showed me 6, but I'm seeing 6 here. And I never got that number, so I wish I did. But it's down to 3.5. I don't even think you got to worry about it. Baltimore is going to win this game outright.
Agree. Everything you said. This is one of my favorite games I think I've seen this year. I absolutely love this spot here for the Ravens. Everybody's on New England. It's just setting up perfect. Baltimore is just one of those teams where New England just doesn't match up with them. I don't know. It's kind of been, if New England has had one kryptonite throughout all their years of success, it's been Baltimore. I know they've had better defenses in the past than they do now. But John Harbaugh, he always has a way of just kind of, I wouldn't say out coaching Belichick, but at least kind of coaching up to his level a little bit, where he's not going to get out coached too bad like normal coaches will. So I think you won't have to worry about the coaching mismatch as much as you do with other games where the Patriots are playing, you know, other teams. Example last week, why I was just a little hesitant on betting the Browns, because it was Freddie Kitchens versus Bill Belichick.
Oh.
So I think here you kind of have a, I wouldn't say coaching evenness, but you're pretty close. We're in the same planet at least. So I think with the way Baltimore's offense has been playing there, I think they're the best offense in the NFL right now versus the best defense in the NFL. Like you said, the Patriots defense, yes, they are breaking all sorts of records, but they haven't played the best schedule of offenses. And even when they did play good offenses, they've either gotten the turnover breaks or the weather breaks. I mean, the Bills moved the ball on New England's defense, especially through the run like you talked about. They ran the ball really well on New England's defense. Just the only problem that they had was Josh Allen just could not stop turning the damn ball over. So I've seen New England's defense human before when they played the Bills. It's just, as long as Baltimore does not turn the ball over, we have some home field advantage cooked in here. We have 3.5 points, which I think is still more than enough. I would take anything underdog. Yeah, take it on the money line. I like Baltimore a lot here. I'm going to be playing pretty big on this game, not going to lie. So I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, take all the money you guys win on Sunday and on Saturday, because we're about to give you some Saturday picks, and bet it all on the Baltimore Ravens money line, because they're not losing this game.
Love it. So one more game we got to talk about. Monday Night Football is much better than the one we had this past week. Dallas -7 on the road at the Giants. Majority of the money coming in on the Cowboys. I got to go with the Giants here, +7. I know they snuck in the backdoor cover for us last week, but this is another good spot here, I think, for the Giants. They always, no matter how bad or how good these two teams are, they always play each other tough. I think at home, Monday Night Football, I got to lean towards the Giants in this spot, especially getting 7 at home. How about you?
Yeah, so I don't know. I liked last week's game. I had Miami +14. They were up 14-0, and I had a sweat at the end there. But I enjoy those kind of games where I'm winning. So this game is more of a game I'm going to watch instead of play. People, you know, Vic asked last week, you know, when do you put in your bets? This kind of game, I bet this game right before kickoff for a little bit of money, and I haven't even made up my mind which way. I know you and Vic said you like the Giants here. I kind of like the Cowboys, but the line dropped on me from 9-7. So that's, I know 9 and 8 are dead numbers anyway, so I'm not there yet. If this line, and this is me thinking in reverse again, the line's at 7 now, right? If this line dips below 7, then I feel like somebody knows something and I'm taking the Giants. I might lose a half a point, but again, I'm not playing it for that much. If this line goes up from 7 to 7.5, maybe somebody knows something and I'll take the Cowboys. So it's wherever the way, you know, however those lines end up moving is how I'll end up playing this game. Because again, I'm all over the Ravens on Sunday night. This is going to be more for fun to watch for me, this Giants Cowboys game. So I haven't made up my mind yet. So however the line moves is the way I'm going to go. If it stays at 7, I don't know, maybe I'll still end up with the Cowboys.
Yeah, for me, the reason I like the Giants so much here is because of how bad the Cowboys are on the road. They just have not been a good road team this year. I mean, they lost to the Jets on the road, who are just awful. Lost to the Saints with Teddy Bridgewater and that whole thing. They did beat the Redskins on the road, but again, the Redskins are the Redskins, so I just not a team I can trust on the road, and having to lay 7 points is just way too much for me. That's why I kind of lean the Giants in this spot here. So a little bit of a split decision there from the three of us, but I know Vic was considering it as his game of the week. I'm going to end up going with my game of the week is the Panthers. I think that was the one we kind of all agreed on the strongest. So riding the Panthers 2 weeks in a row, hopefully they don't burn me like they did last week. But I like Panthers -4 at home against the Titans. I'll use that as my pick of the week. So we'll recap all the picks of the week once we get through the college coming up here in just a second. So, John, I'll let you kick it off with the college. You have a game that you like with Memphis.
I do. I like Memphis this week a lot. They're playing SMU. The line opened at 3. It's all the way up to 5.5. I don't think it's going to even stay there. I'm not that much of an expert. I wish I was. I'd be doing this maybe for a living if I can predict where these numbers end up. But Memphis home against SMU. SMU has been sneaking away with victories. I feel like they should have lost to Houston last week. And they played a double overtime game a couple weeks ago that they got lucky and ended up winning that game. And they were big favorites in both those spots. They're coming in here on the road and an underdog to a pretty hot Memphis offense. So this game is split right down the middle with 50% of the bets on SMU and 50% of the bets on Memphis. But 75% of the money is on Memphis. So give me Memphis. I unfortunately don't have any more games that I like. Maybe if Eddie can you throw a couple at me. Kind of like Syracuse. I remember last week I was saying Clemson's playing Boston College. And Clemson was my pick of the week. And thank God it made us 3-1 instead of 2-2. But the whole time I was saying Syracuse. And Eddie, you were like, dude, it's Clemson. I'm like, yeah, whatever, Clemson. So now I'm looking at it, and Syracuse is playing Boston College. So I kind of like Syracuse. That has nothing to do with why I like them, but I kind of like Syracuse in the spot for the same reason. The bets are split down the middle, but 75% of the money's on Syracuse. It's only Wednesday, so when we did this pod on Friday, I had a better feel for the college lines. I gave you about 5 picks, and I think I went 4-1, even though we only gave out 2 on the pod. I'm going to just stick with Memphis for my one pick of the week. You got anything you like?
There is one game. When is the Memphis game? Is it tonight or is it this weekend?
No, it's this weekend. It's this week. It's the primetime game on ABC.
Isn't College Game Day coming to Memphis, or are they coming?
They might be at game. I mean, the ABC game on Saturday night is Memphis SMU, so that might be where College Game Day is at.
I'm pretty sure. Is it the game's in Memphis, right?
Yep.
I'm pretty sure it is going to Memphis. Let me look it up real quick here. Can't wait to get to Memphis. Yep, Kirk Herbstreit tweeted it out. Yeah. Game day is in Memphis. Oh man, that makes me really like it. Then, all right. So Memphis is the pick this week. Okay. So you got Memphis. I really like that game now too, especially that game day's there. It's gonna hype up the crowd and the fans and the team a lot. So my pick of the week: USC at home, 5-point underdogs against Oregon. Oregon, they burned me a couple weeks ago when I took Washington. I just like USC in these home spots against the. They tend to get up for the big games, and then they come down for the BYUs of the world. We had them against Utah earlier in the year. They beat Utah outright. Notre Dame, they got the cover in a really close game. So there's these big games in the year where they tend to play really well, and then they just fall flat against teams that they should beat. They play to the level of their opponent. So Oregon here, man, they've been sneaking away, kind of like how you said SMU. They've been sneaking away with some wins this year where they could have easily had it go the other way and got a loss off of it. So I think we finally get a game here where USC comes out, possibly wins the game outright, if not definitely keeps it close, maybe a backdoor touchdown at the end, gets a 31-28 win for Oregon or something like that. But I think with 5 points, we're getting more than enough points here for us to take USC getting the points here. So do you like that one as well?
Yeah, that's big sexy there. Oregon versus USC, ranked number 7, primetime TV. Everyone's going to be on Oregon there too. So yeah, I'm definitely, I like USC in that spot. It's open 4.5 and it's still 4.5. So that's short number there. So I feel like if you're going to win this game, they're just going to win outright. And if you're going to lose this game, the 4 points is not going to matter regardless. So, I mean, you know, always want to get the best value of the number. But both our games, I feel like, well, my game, you're going to have to win the game outright. But I can totally see USC. If USC wins this game and we get the cover, I'm not telling you to do it on the money line, but they're going to end up winning the game outright if it happens anyway. So, yeah, I like USC there.
Love it. All right, so to recap our picks of the week for college, John, he's got Memphis at home against SMU. I have USC at home against Oregon. Those are our two college picks of the week. For the NFL, I have the Carolina Panthers -4. They are at home against the Tennessee Titans. Vic, he's got the 405 special this week with the Raiders -2 over the Lions. And then John has got the game of the year, in my opinion, Baltimore getting 3.5 at home against the Patriots. That's a game I really love. So,
can we give that out? Can we do that game of the year? If we win, we'll put us 1-0 game of the year. If we lose, we'll mention it again because I won't bet New England anymore. But we love that game. So
there was one time, I think, when Peyton Manning, it was the year where they were just blowing our way all sorts of offensive records. And I said with Denver, they came to New England. Actually, there's two times with New England at home. On the Cincinnati game, I hammered New England at home on Sunday Night Football.
After they lost to KC, yep.
I think they were one or 2 point underdogs at home, hammered New England. I couldn't believe that. And then, Denver came in to New England, and everybody was on New England like Denver -3. I had New England +3 at home. I don't know if they weren't playing well or what it was. And Denver goes up to, I think, 21-0. And I'm like, are you kidding me? This is going to suck. Everybody in the public was all over Denver. And that was one of the most confident games I ever had. And New England ended up coming back, winning in overtime. I think Wes Welker fumbled a punt or something like that for the Broncos. So, couple of games of the year always involving New England. So hopefully this one turns out in our favor. Yeah, it was when Peyton Manning's arm was not a noodle. So one of the good ones. Any picks in the World Series for Game 7? I know I'm not really big into baseball, so I don't have a pick on it. I don't know if you are.
I don't know if anyone's going to be able to hear this. It's going to be a fun game to watch. Houston had their chance last night. They didn't pull it off. It's scary. This line is scary. I like Houston, but the line really scares me because Scherzer's pitching. Zach Greinke, last time he pitched, they did end up winning, but he did not look good. They had to pull him within 5 innings. He was giving up a lot of hits, and they went to James in the 5th inning to close out that inning, and then they turned it into a bullpen game. I'm taking Houston anyways. I know they're minus like 140, 145. It's not the sharp side. It's 50-50. You take what you want. I'm going to play for a little bit, just have fun, to have something to watch. I don't have a strong opinion on it, but I don't know, man. It's going to be a fun game to watch. We'll see what happens.
All right. So we'll check it out tonight. I haven't bet a baseball game in 7 years, so I have no opinion on it. And not going to be betting on it. So
if we had a baseball podcast this summer, I would have cashed some tickets for some people. Something I actually enjoy to do is baseball and football. No, not so much basketball, not so much hockey, but baseball. I love baseball in the summertime. So I'm going to be watching this game, have some cash on it.
Yeah. My summertime is usually some soccer. If there's like a World Cup or European tournament on, or I will, dabble in the esports, which we all know about. So my fun one. But all right, so we got all of our picks in for this week. Let's turn it around in the NFL, keep it going in college football. Hope everyone enjoys the pod this week. Try to have it out later today on Wednesday, and then everyone will have this weekend to listen to it and cash some tickets, hopefully. Really liking our picks this week. So
I love
them. We cash them. So
let's go.
All right, John, I'll talk to you next week. Good luck this weekend.
Good luck, everyone.
See ya.
Later.